Systems log 06242020. Man, it's been a minute since I recorded one of these. And it's interesting. I just end up having so much more time now. And I find myself doing more and more that coming back to record logs of everything happening like I was doing isn't something that necessarily has come to my mind. It's a shame, kind of, because I was usually using this as a way to journal and record of events of everything that's happened. And ironically, there's been so much happening lately that I have not felt the need to actually journal any of it because I've just been working and working and working and working. And it's kind of crazy how it all turns out. But on the bright side, there's been a lot of progress, man. Like, there's been a whole lot of progress. I mean, the Discord's doing great. The atmosphere is wonderful. People are fantastic. The spaceship's doing pretty awesome. Singularity was okay. I think I died, and then was regenerated. And here we are now. I also think my cats are making a lot of racket outside. So I don't know what's going on with that. Hopefully I don't gotta go yell at nobody, because, you know, we don't want that. No one wants that. Oh, man, there's been a lot. I died, I think, and I'm here now, and now there's this big object that's coming towards the planet. And this is all happening while I'm still working on editing things and trying to go live on a regular basis. I don't know. It's just kind of crazy to think that 6 months ago, I didn't think I'd be doing any of this. And I was just making little videos here and there. And I need to start making those little videos here and there more. So I think I'm going to kick back up on that. I recently watched one of my old ones that I'm going to be sharing with the Discord soon again, just to kind of remind people, because I actually really benefited from watching them, and it reminded me that I need to go back, and I need to be making other types of content, other types of things, and having conversations like this that are more intimate, one-on-one kind of feeling, and it's a big difference from what I do on the show, and I kind of like it, and I'd like to do it more, and I mean, I don't know, man. I suppose it's because I don't really have anyone to talk like this with, so that ends up being you, whoever you are that's listening. That's where we sit at, and sometimes it's myself. Hi, me. How you doing today? Are things going well today? Do you got any good plans? I hope you have a plan. I hope you're planning on doing something good. And I hope you have it all figured out by the end of the day. And then I hope that you work on a little bit more for tomorrow. Keep that 70-30 rule always in mind. If I can give myself any piece of advice, I give you this. 70% of your time is spent on today's activities. 30% of your time is spent on tomorrow's activities. Always have a plan. Always keep moving forward. Never stop. And to anyone that's not me that's listening, same thing applies. That one. Yeah. Oh, man. I also shouldn't be, like, recording one of these at 7:20 in the morning because I haven't slept all night because I've been working on stuff because I just finished all of the fans installing on my computer, double-checking everything, running stuff. And as soon as I kicked it back up, I realized that I could edit videos again without it burning up, so I kind of got stuck editing things for, like, another 7 hours. I was cutting up old videos and making space on my computer because I still have no hard drive. And I don't know, that's when I started watching that old video, the old one I made that said, "You won't watch this, and that's okay." And it reminded me that that's kind of what my whole point was when I was doing all this, is that this has always been something I really wanted to do. And I'm going to keep at it, hard and strong. And I'm never going to give up. Because that's the point of life. It's to not give up. It's to pick something, to find your goal, find your ambition, find that little spark inside of you that really ticks, and never, ever, ever fucking give it up. Ever. You always hold on to it, and you always keep letting it pull you forward or push you forward. Or it walks with you, side by side. But either way, maybe it has to carry you. Maybe you have to carry it. Maybe you're on equal footing and you're keeping up with it. And it's keeping up with you. But either way, never give that spark up. Never give up that idea that you love. The reason for smiling that you have every day. That thing that makes you enjoy life instead of be disgruntled by it. Never give up that spark. That's what I reminded myself of tonight. And hopefully I reminded it of you as well. So, I need to go get some sleep. It's almost 7:30. And I have to get up in a few hours. And I have to fix the fans on my computer. And I won't be able to stream today because I'm also going to check out a new potential apartment at some point. So that's going to be interesting. And hopefully, if that works out the way I'm hoping it will, then I'll be able to set up that new green screen room and really, really, really take this all to the next level. Ah, man. I'm excited. And I got my fingers crossed. So tomorrow's going to be a really busy day either way. And regretfully, I can't do the show, but that's okay. Hopefully a little bit of time off and people will be excited when I come back. And if they're not, I'll be excited that I came back because I always move forward. Never, ever, ever give up. Find that spark and hold it. Captain's Log out.